mamas. Today on the I Almost Died podcast, welcome back. We have a little bit of a different episode. This episode is something that I was like really debating if I was going to put it on this podcast or not, because, you know, I want to have it be like a really lighthearted kind of podcast. Like, it's always stories about how I almost died, not how me and multiple other people almost died. And this also takes place in a time that was really scary to be in. I don't know if you guys remember, but in 2017, a few years ago, there was a bunch of events that were happening in Europe that were pretty bad and pretty scary. And with my luck, I happened to be in the middle of a few of them. Amazing, spectacular, stunning. So, welcome. First of all, let me just see, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well. Hope you drank lots of water today. Hope you're feeling good. Hope you got some outside activity, even if it's just touching some grass. Grass needs to be touched. I hope you touched some grass today. So this story is actually going to be it's not two parts. I basically have two sister episodes from kind of the same story. These all happened on the same school trip to Europe that I went on in 2017. And it's not like it's like in any order. I guess it's kind of in some order, like just how it happened. But the first story, which we're going to talk about today, happened in France in 2017. So just to give a primer of what was going on back then, there was like a whole bunch of activity from ISIS, which is a terrorist group. And they were in Europe doing some really terrible things. I don't want to get too much into the details of like what happened in other events. But it was really scary, and it just happened to be the same time where I was going on a school trip to Europe. Really good timing. I get myself into the best situations. Yes, I do, Lord. So this was a school trip, and I was super excited for it. I had literally all of my best friends coming with me. And if you watched the last episode, like, this wasn't middle school, Ben, where I had two friends. I had like a full friend group at this point. I loved all of them so much. We were insane. We were actually insane. And that's that. Like, we just all got along so well. And the fact that they let us all travel to Europe together was probably a mistake on the school's part. But anyways, we were so excited to go on this trip because we had all gone on a trip together to Japan. It was an exchange student thing. I lived there for like a year and a half. Maybe I'll talk about that in a future episode. I might have a little near-death story to tell y'all when we get down the line. But we were super excited to go on this trip. I mean, like, it's freaking Europe, and I was 17. Like, that was a dream come true. Like, most school trips are like, okay, we're gonna go to the science center, and y'all are gonna learn about science. No, babies. This Europe trip, we went from our school and then just took a bus to the airport and flew to freaking Amsterdam. Then from Amsterdam, we went to Paris, France. Amazing city. I love it so much. Oh my God. Then from Paris, we took a train to Lyon, France. Beautiful city, like actually beautiful. And then we took a bus from there to Milan, Italy, and then Rome. So this trip, we're only going to talk about what happened in France. But like I said at the start, there's a whole bunch of events going on in Europe, and a bunch of the Karens in the group who had children going on this trip were like, I don't want my daughter going on this trip to a country where there's, you know, like the whole concerned parent speech. There was actually a lot of parents that like pulled their children out of this trip, even though it wasn't canceled. But we went to Europe, baby. It was super fun. It was a long flight, and I kind of lost my mind because I go crazy when I like have to sit down for like more than an hour. I get like literally so restless. I can't handle it. So it was like me and like six of my best friends were on this plane. We have like literally all like a full row of like eight seats, and it's just all of us. Like, I'm pretty sure all the other people on this plane were like ready to just open up the emergency hatch and jump out. Like, we were so annoying. We were like screaming, throwing food, Like, it was so fun, though. Like, literally one of the best trips of my life. I miss it so much. So we get to Paris. It was the first day. And the way we like, left around, like, 3 p.m. Like, it was, like, when school ended. It was such a flex. All these children were like, we're going to go to, I guess we're going to go to, like, 7-Eleven after school. What are you doing? We're like, oh, we're just taking a bus to the airport to go to Paris. Like, literally one of the biggest flexes I've ever had in my life. It was so fun. Anyways, we, it was a long flight, but we landed in Paris. And it was at that time when we landed, I think it was, like, almost nighttime because it was, like, a full day shifted. Listen, I don't know time zones. That makes no sense to me. How is it a time in different places in the world? But it's all at the same time, but it's different times. That makes no sense. But anyways, we got there and the sun was, like, setting when we got there, but we got to our hotel, dropped our bags off, and we were, like, hungry, as you are after eating nothing but airplane food for, like, 12 hours. So we had a restaurant that we had to go to, and I say had to go to because this school trip, as fun as it was, they had a lot of stupid rules. Like, we had to go and have these, like planned out dinners at all these restaurants. But they literally, I swear to God, they called these restaurants and said, okay, what's the nastiest food you can make for this group of children? And I get they were doing it because, like, we're on a budget. Like, it's a school trip. But, like, we paid for it. I would have been willing to pay an extra $200 to not eat the slop that we did. The first night we got there, the dinner was boiled chicken with butter on it. Oh, and you think that's it? No. Boiled chicken with butter and a sliced tomato. I actually literally developed depression from that one meal. It was disgusting. And not to mention, I literally didn't eat meat. And I was like, is there a vegetarian option? They're like, no. But you got the tomato if you don't want the boiled chicken. And I'm like, no, God, you've abandoned me. So anyways, we were, like, literally clowning this restaurant so much. But it was just so fun to just all of a sudden be in Paris with your best friends. Like, literally Emily in Paris vibes. So fun. We were just running around, like, delusional from not sleeping on the flight. And so we get back to the hotel. And, like, the night is over. Like, we had our dinner. The main stuff was planned for the next day. So the next day, I'm trying to think what we did. I know we went to this street called the Champs d'Élysées. I definitely said that wrong. I'm so sorry to all my Frenchies, all my French fries out there. But we went to the Champs d'Élysées. It was, like, this like, big shopping street, but at the center of it was, like, this really cool lookout point. Like, literally, y'all, if you can go to Paris, go to Paris. When, obviously, COVID is done, don't go to Paris now. You crazy. You psychos. But if you can go to Paris when it's safe to do so, oh, my God, I highly recommend it. It's amazing. Like, I know so many people hype it up. They're like, I want to go to Paris. Go to Paris. So, anyways, we could, like, wander around in groups here. Like, in groups of four, max, or no, minimum, we had to be in groups of four, otherwise we couldn't, like, break from the group, so, but that wasn't a problem, like, we had a big old group of us, so we, like, went to this place called, like, La Durée, which is, like, one of the first places to make macarons, and they were so delicious. Oh my God, they were bussing, they were so good. Oh, I want them so bad. There's one in LA, but it literally tastes like butthole. It literally tastes like if you made a macaron out of, like, granny's ashes, like, they're not good. But we're just wandering around, and the teachers kind of, like huddled us up, and they were like, okay, like, we can vote on, like, what we want to do tonight. Like, they were pretty good with that. Like, we would just vote for what we wanted to do. So we could all either go to the Eiffel Tower, which is, like, touristy, but also, like, it's the freaking Eiffel Tower. Like, of course I want to go to the Eiffel Tower. I'm, like, a 17-year-old. Or we could, like, it was, like, this museum or something. It's like, mamas, not one of us children want to go to the museum. We want to see the Eiffel Tower, baby. Yes, we do. So we overwhelmingly voted for the Eiffel Tower. So we had our lunch. We had our disgusting dinner again, which this time was, like, some stew. It was so weird. Y'all, it was so nasty. It was, like, this stew in this, like, old, like, I swear to God, it was, like, someone's house. It was the weirdest thing ever. Like, I literally thought it was a cult, and the stew was going to have poison in it. And then we'd be like, So we ate our dinner, but it didn't matter how gross it was because it was Eiffel Tower time, baby. So we took the train over, which, by the way, the metro in Paris is like freaking good. Like, it's like, it makes sense. And like, I usually hate taking the train, but like, you just go zip, zap, zoop, and you're there. So we take the train to the Eiffel Tower and we have like tickets and everything. But still, to get up to the top, you have to wait in line for like 3 hours. And when I tell you, this was 2017, but my friend, let's call her Cassidy, she had the entire recording of Hamilton, the play, on her phone. Like, someone uploaded it to... Ooh, I just spit so big. I'm so sorry to everyone watching this on YouTube. That is disgusting. This is so embarrassing for me. Ooh. Anyway, she had the entire play of Hamilton. This was before it was on Disney Plus or literally any recorded thing. Like, it was, like, at the peak of, like, Hamilton being popular. So, like, no one had it. And she managed to have a recording of it on her phone. So, for 3 hours in this lineup, we literally watched, like, I think the whole play of Hamilton recorded from someone watching it in the theater at the very back. But you know what? It was a spiritual experience. It's like when you have such a good group of friends, like, it literally does not matter what y'all are doing. It's fun. It's good. It's a good old time. Like, I literally could go to jail with them. We're not friends anymore. Oh my God, that's kind of sad. But like, we could have gone to jail together and it would have been like an amazing experience. So we eventually get to the front of the line. And it was so funny because the girl in front of me, she had her ticket and dropped it down this crack into the scaffolding and it was literally gone. And she couldn't get another one. She had to sit it out while she watched all of us go to the top of the Eiffel Tower. That's a L. That's really sad. Damn. Anyways, rip. So we get to go up on the Eiffel Tower. It was this really cool elevator. It was like these big metal like beams that you're like scaling up the side of. It was so cool. And we get to the top and I miss Paris so much. The lights are beautiful. It's like you can see everywhere. And they had like they had this big like beacon that would like flip around and it was so cool. So you're probably thinking, I thought this is the I Almost Died podcast. When did you almost die? Thanks for asking. Here's what happened. We get to the top and there it's about like 2 minutes of us just walking around. We witnessed someone get proposed to and I literally took a picture of it. Guys, this is crazy. I forgot to mention this. I took a picture of these people proposing to each other or this man proposing to his girlfriend. And I never got to send it to them. Like, they had no photographer. It was just something spontaneous. So on my phone, I have the only picture that this couple has of proof of them getting engaged on this Eiffel Tower. Like, it was actually kind of amazing. Like, everyone just started clapping. And then the lights go out. And we're like, what is that? What's that? Is that like a little feature? Huh? What is that? Why are the lights out? And we're like, okay, that was kind of weird. So we go back to the middle because it's like in the middle is like where the elevators come up and they have like some touristy stuff. And then like the outside is like the observation deck. So we go back to the middle and like we're with our group and we're like, okay, like that was weird. And we notice that there's like police at the elevator doors. And we're like, what? And they tell us that the elevators are running. And so we're like, double what? Like, huh? Like, what does that mean? Nervous laughter. And they wouldn't tell us anything. They did not tell us anything. But obviously we have the internet. So we look on our phones and see that there was a freaking ISIS terror attack planned. And the police were there, like checking to see if there was a bomb. So we will get into that after this quick little break. Okay, hello. So we're on the Eiffel Tower. The power had gone out. I think they just I can't remember why they turned off the lights. It was super weird. But we're all just like standing up here. And like the vibe had like definitely shifted. Like everyone was like just kind of chilling, enjoying the sights. And then there was like a bunch of like murmurs and like confusion, like why we couldn't leave. And so my friend, she, like I said, she searched it up. And yeah, the news was reporting that they had found a backpack, I believe. And so they had like evacuated the whole bottom part and the whole bottom part of the Eiffel Tower. And they like, they had police up at the top blocking the elevator. So none of us could leave. Like you couldn't even take the stairs or anything. So we were like, what the, oh my God, what in the world? Now it was just me and my friend that knew this. We didn't want to like tell too many people to like freak them out or anything. But also we like, we were in such a weird place that we literally did not care if we died. So we're like, eh. Like, I guess that's just how we coped with it. Like, you don't really know what to do when you're like, oh, like the tower that you're on could just blow up at any moment. So we're like, YOLO, YOLO. So we like had a few minutes. We're like, oh, like what the hell? And then, but we're like, the police were there. So like, it has to be under control or something. Like, we hope. So we spent, I think up there, I think it was 4 hours. I think it was close to 4 hours up on this Eiffel Tower, not knowing if we were going to die or not. For a while, we just like tried to like just walk around and like, I don't know, kill time before we get killed. And so we're just walking around like, but we just got so bored. We ended up all just like sitting, like at this point, like everyone was super bored. Like people were just sitting on the ground because there was like no seats up there or anything. So we're just like all sitting around, like waiting for something to happen. The police still wouldn't tell us anything about what was happening. Actually, they were speaking in French to like some lady, but obviously don't speak French. So no clue what they said. But anyways, we, you know, those games you play in like camp, or in like drama class, or like icebreaker activities, like doing like Stella, Ella, Ola, clap, clap, clap. We were sitting around in a circle, literally playing games like that, making handshakes, like secret handshakes. Like, I literally don't know what's wrong with us. Like, we literally found out that we could have just been blown up at any second, and the police discovered a mysterious backpack directly underneath us. And we're like, Stella, Ella, Ola, clap, clap. I have some very interesting coping mechanisms. Like, what the next time trauma comes into my life, like, I'm just going to play Stella, Ella, Ola. Like, that's all I'm going to do, baby. That's all it takes. I get in a car accident, I'm going to be on the curb doing the Macarena, hitting the nay-nay, giving some WAP. And like, we didn't want to also, we were up there and we didn't want to use up our phone battery. Cause it's like, what if we look down and there's just like some explosions? Like, obviously I'm going to want to call my mom and be like, hey, shout out to you, mom, for the past 17 years. You a real one or something. So we didn't want to be on our phones. And also like, you don't want to be on your phone for the last few minutes of your life. Like, ew. Ew, that's so boring. Like, you want to be like with your friends and like enjoying, well, not enjoying the moment, but like enjoying human connection before like you're splattered across or literally evaporated. So we're like, okay, we're just sitting around playing games. And then finally, the police officers start talking like more to people in French and stuff. And I think at this point, like a lot of people up there had kind of figured out what was going on. Oh my God, I just realized, imagine that couple that engaged, like they're like, we're gonna spend the rest of our lives together, and then boom, kaboomy. That'd be really tragic. That would suck. That would really suck. Anyways, I mean, it'd suck if I died too. Probably. Would I get life, or would my mom get life insurance? I definitely had a net worth of $3. Probably not. Anyways, so they eventually, the police officers were like, slowly letting people back down. But when we got down, like the whole area was cleared out. There was like no one else in line or anything. And we're like, okay, like that's awkward. So yeah, we finally get to go back down. And I mean, we kind of got our money's worth. Like usually you go up on the Eiffel Tower and you're only like allowed up there for like, I think like 30 minutes, and it's like $150. Mamas, we paid $150. We were up there for 5 hours. We were playing Stella Elaola in the sky in the middle of Paris. Like, we kind of won with that. Like, I'm sure in an alternate universe, like, they found a bomb and it blew up and we're just dead. Oh my gosh, that's literally crazy. In like a different universe, the Eiffel Tower's gone, and so was Ben of the Week. Ben of the Week never took off on TikTok or anything. That'd be crazy. So, anyways, we thankfully, like, I know I'm joking about it because, like, I don't know. Like, obviously nothing happened, so I feel like I can joke about it. But, like, it was a very scary time in Europe at that time, especially to travel there. And, like there's just, like, some terrible things happening there. So everyone, like, we were kind of on edge the whole trip. Now, you're probably wondering how it's two parts. Oh, my luck. Oh, my fantastic, amazing luck. We'll get into that later. Anyways, I guess the rest of this episode, I'll tell you what happened else when we were in France. So we finished the night. We all got back to the hotel and we're like, so, like, kind of narrowly avoided dying by ISIS. That's kind of swag. That's kind of fun. We kind of did that. But we didn't let a killer trip, like, obviously didn't kill us. So we're not gonna let it ruin our trip. So the rest of our time in Paris, we got to go to this other museum. It was like this really cool art museum. And then we took the train to Lyon, which is this town. I think it's like kind of close to the border of Italy, but it's really pretty. It looks like this whole like Spanish town. It's like all these like terracotta tiles on the roof and stuff. It was just so beautiful and picturesque and warm. It was like a lot warmer than Paris was. That's when we started finally having good food. Like, baby mama, let me tell you, the food in Lyon versus Paris. I mean, I guess it's just because, like, we kind of got to go on our own when we were in Lyon and, like, find our own food for lunch and stuff, which was kind of clutch. But, oh my God, it was so good. Ugh, it was delicious. It was so delicious, baby. So we actually did these cooking classes in Lyon, which was really sick. We made like all these desserts. It was like this panna cotta with like pineapple, like literally like these like French like chef level desserts. They somehow taught us how to make them in this like really nice like cooking school. Like, I was kind of shook. Like, they were really serving us boiled chicken with butter on the first night, and then all of a sudden we're like doing this like expensive cooking class. We're like, huh? So that was really fun. And I got the recipe book and everything. Then we like walked around. We went to like Sephora and like, oh, I forgot to mention. So in Europe, they do this really fun thing, this really swag thing where they just don't really care if you drink alcohol. Actually, I think the drinking age might literally be like 17 or something, or 16. No, I think the drinking age is literally 16. Now, since we came from a Catholic school in Canada, where the drinking age, at least where we live, is 18, they didn't exactly want us to be drinking. But did that stop us from drinking some special juice? I don't know. I don't think it did. I didn't have that much. Like, if I'm gonna be completely honest with you, I've had very few drinks on that trip because I was scared. Like, I was in my goody two shoes phase and I wasn't trying to get deported because they would like threaten us. So like, if we catch any of our students drinking on the trip, they will be sent home early. Their parents will pay for the flight, and you will be, I think they're like, and you'll be suspended from school. So we're like, ooh. But everyone on that trip was chugging. Like I said, I didn't have that much. So I wasn't going crazy or anything by those means. But we went into like this I think it was a liquor store / grocery store in Lyon. And we were like, we got a few things. And we were like in the park drinking. And it was so crazy to be at like school, sitting in math class like 2 days prior. And then 2 days later, you are literally in a park drinking out of a paper bag. It was really fun. Like, I can't stress enough how much you guys need to like go travel I mean, I know it like sucks saying that now because like God knows when we can travel. I don't even know how I'm gonna get back into like Canada. Like they, it's crazy, but like traveling is one of my favorite things that you can do on this planet. And I feel like it's formed my personality and like who I am so much. Like it is the best thing, the best thing you could spend your money on. And it makes me so sad seeing people who've like never left the country or even like their province or state. Like that is so sad to me. And I know money is always a factor in traveling, but like what I used to do is I used to save up like a mother trucker. I would not buy like clothes. I would like thrift all my clothes and then I'd save up all my money in a jar to like travel. Like when I first went to LA for VidCon in 2018, this was before I had TikTok. I had like 2,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is probably what this channel has now. I don't even know. Hopefully I'll blew it up when we're getting a plaque. That'd be kind of iconic. But like if you save up, like you guys can like go on a trip easy peasy. Like if you book far ahead, you can get flights so cheap. And you can also stay in cheap places like hostels or even some Airbnbs can be really, really cheap and good value, honestly. So I highly recommend you travel while you still can. If your school has any kind of international exchange programs, whether it's like short term or long term, or just like school trips like I had, please go on it. It's so fun. I promise you will not regret it. It's actually amazing. So back to France. We finished our time in Lyon, and we took a bus to go to Italy, which was like the second half of our trip. And so we had like been there for like a week now in France, and we were moving on to Italy. So our first stop was Milan. Well, okay, like I said, we're gonna do a second episode because it was a whole probably scarier thing that happened when we were in Italy. Oh my god, this trip was actually cursed. Like I actually don't understand how I get myself in the worst situations. Like what, like how is it, like sometimes I just sit back and I'm like, I really was almost blown up on the Eiffel Tower. Like I literally could have been dead. And like that's crazy. Like we could, oh my god. Anyways. real quick. Okay, but that's pretty much it for this podcast, this episode. But I want to say real quick, thank you so much for all the support. I love you all so freaking much. I'm still getting a bunch of oh my god, I thought my camera really just turned off. That was so awkward. Ew. Anyways, I've been reading a bunch of your guys' stories. I'm going to start reading them around like episode 5 or something. So I have like a bunch of good stories from you guys. But if you want to tweet me stories about how you almost died, please use the hashtag #IAlmostDiedPodcast. You can also DM me. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel and watch the video version of it. That's always fun. That's the I Almost Died podcast. Make sure you subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to this. And also, rate it 5 stars. And I'll give you a little bit of smoochie on the head if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. That really helps out a ton. Thank you so much to my producer, Daniel. Thank you, Andrew from Studio 71. Thank you, Kevin and Amy from my team. I love you all so much. And I will see you next week. I guess before I go, I just want to say, hope you're staying safe. Hope you're staying healthy. I know that's what everyone says, but I feel like a lot of people right now, especially me, are like kind of hitting a wall with the pandemic. Like it's almost like this is like the worst it's been since it started. Like mental health wise, all of that, just like being creative in general, it's been super hard recently for a lot of people and myself included. So I just want you to know you're not alone. Eventually we'll all get through this. It'll be a day when we're all just partying up in a park, drinking out of paper bags in Lyon, France. I promise you. So I love you so much. I will see you next week. Make sure to tweet me your stories because I want to read them. I'm so curious. Also, we'll be having a guest very soon. I'm really excited. And make sure you catch next week's episode where I'll be talking about part 2 of this story, the sister episode. So, I love you so much. Take care. Better the weekend.